Thanks for tuning in to Daddy and Aiden. We wanted to let you know that this week we interviewed a very special guest that you probably know.
I'm really excited for Bubby to be on my podcast too!
Whoa!
Please share this show with all your friends so we can keep getting amazing guests. Remember, anything is possible. Welcome to Interviews with Daddy and
Aiden!
Here's the rundown. On this show, Aiden, who is four, and me, a father of two and a former CIA operations officer,
we'll interview the coolest people
and the most interesting professionals, and we will together see the world through the lens of a child's endless mind. Whether you're a kid or a parent, let's motivate young people and show them anything is possible.
Did I tell her my name yet?
You did not, but we can. I think she probably knows your name.
Do you know my name?
I think I do, but why don't you tell me?
No, it's from the podcast.
Is it Alex?
No.
Is it Andrew?
No.
Is it
It starts
Aiden?
With, yes.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Welcome to Interviews with Daddy and
Aiden.
Today, we have the honor of speaking to Ryan Carlisle. She is a 2-times World Cup and Team USA rugby Olympian in less than 6 years. Now she's a full-time professional firefighter. Ryan is passionate about health, wellness, fitness, and helping girls and women understand what they're capable of. Ryan is a dog mom to a golden doodle named Winston and the wife to a 3-times Olympian BMX bike racer. So amazing to have you here. It really, really is an honor to have you on our podcast. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm super excited.
It's to be here with an Olympian.
That's Ryan.
That is Ryan. Ryan the Olympian, who's here talking to me and you. Isn't that amazing?
I saw a picture of you.
You saw a picture of me? What was I doing?
I saw a lot of pictures of you. So many, I can't even count how many.
What was I doing in the pictures?
One, someone was tackling you.
Oh, no!
And what was she doing in the other ones?
Tackling other people.
Yeah, some of them.
Yes!
And was she doing any cool weightlifting in any of them?
Yeah. Those little videos.
Yeah, we saw some cool weightlifting videos. Can I ask you a really important question right off the bat, Aiden?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is stronger, Ryan or your daddy?
Ryan.
I agree. I agree. I think Ryan is definitely stronger than your dad right off the bat. We'll start with some truth for people who are listening. Do you mind just jumping in with your background?
Yeah, so I'm originally from New York. Just outside of the city, so the southern part of New York. I grew up there, and that's where I started playing all of my sports. I played soccer, basketball, and softball. And then when I went to college...
I have a softball thing.
But let's let her tell her background, and then we'll jump in.
I have the softball net, I have the golf ball, I have the softball.
Whoa! I had all of that too.
And I even have the net. And one time I won. One time I got it. Yeah.
Good job.
Okay, so you.
So I went to college at the University of South Carolina. The dream for me was to play softball in the SEC and then play softball on the national team. By the time I got to college, softball was taken out of the Olympic roster, so the national team lost a lot of funding, and I was burnt out from playing all my life, so I started exploring other sports, and that's where I found rugby as a club sport for fun. It was the first time I played a sport for just fun, without the expectation of being the absolute best, for the first time probably in my entire life, and I loved it. I loved being new. I loved learning about it. And I got super invested very quickly. And then I moved out to California to play on the national team in 2011. And that was the very first time I played with the national team. And I've been living in California since.
Look, look.
But let's... Whoa.
No.
You want to do it now? Okay.
Oh. I have a couple of those, too.
Look, it's even on the Limited logo.
Whoa.
And it has a trophy with and you.
How'd you win that?
I did a black flip.
Whoa. I can't do that. I have no medals for backflip. Mine are really organized.
Oh my goodness.
I can't see any medal.
You can't see any medals?
This is one.
Oh, that one is really cool.
Yeah, that's from a national championship. Let's see. This is one of the very first. Oh no, not this one. This one's from Canada.
Oh, I can't see you, Ryan. Now I can.
Yeah. This one's from weightlifting. That's my only gold medal. Not from rugby. Yeah, I like that medal.
Now, that actually looks much better on our lighting, too. I don't know why that just changed things a lot.
Yeah.
I really like my medal. I earned it.
Yeah, you did earn it. They don't just hand those out to anyone. That's why I still have all mine saved. I earned them all. So this one... It's from a World Cup.
Whoa.
And I actually wore this jersey, the blue one, when I won this medal.
Wow. That was Russia. What year was that?
2013.
Super cool.
Yeah. That was in Moscow. At my university, there is an absolute beautiful club facility where any student had access to it, and beautifully groomed fields, and there were tons of them, and the club soccer team played on one, and the club rugby team was playing on the other, and we usually played at night. So I was playing the club soccer, which was super competitive. They traveled all around the region, and I was just like watching the rugby players throw the ball and tackle each other, and I was just like, that looks like way more fun. Like, why are we not tackling mm-hmm. each other? So I just kind of wandered over there, introduced myself, asked what time practice was, what I needed to do. And they basically just said, show up with cleats, get a mouth guard, and we'll figure out the rest.
I have cleats.
Whoa. Me too.
Have you ever worn a mouth guard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did what? I?
I don't know. Do you think... What do you think about getting tackled?
Oh, good, but I needed to wear a helmet.
Do you think they wear helmets?
No.
You want to ask?
Do they wear helmets?
We do not. No helmets, no pads. So like a football player that you see, they wear a big helmet and shoulder pads and knee pads and elbow pads and a big face mask, but we don't have any of that. We wear a mouth guard, and that's pretty much it. Sometimes we have a padded shirt underneath, but it's like just a squishy pad. It really doesn't change.
How come there are no helmets? I don't know why, but how come helmets is not a part of rugby?
It has a lot to do with the style of tackling that we do. So the rules of the game are written in a way that protects the player.
Have you ever tackled someone in rugby?
I have. I've probably tackled hundreds of people in rugby.
Wow.
In any one single game, which only lasts 14 minutes, you could make like 50 tackles.
Whoa.
That's a lot of tackles.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Aren't you glad you didn't say 100?
26, 49, 50.
High five.
Maybe you could even talk 51.
No, we're not going to keep counting.
No.
That was plenty for everyone.
And I once broke my nose.
How? Did you get a nosebleed?
I got a very big nosebleed and two black eyes.
You couldn't see.
I couldn't see. I couldn't smell. I couldn't taste. I couldn't sneeze.
You couldn't sneeze?
I was afraid to.
I bet.
It felt like my nose was over by my ear.
Yep.
It was just
what about my ear?
Can you imagine feeling like your nose was at your ear?
Why?
Because she hit it so hard, I thought it moved.
How do you go in 1D?
You have to carry the ball across the touchdown line, and then you have to touch the ball to the ground. It doesn't count unless you touch the ball to the ground, and that's called a try.
Try? Not the word try. Hello, yeah. I'm trying to play Lego.
It would be like, hello, I just scored a try.
Yeah.
And how many points do you get for a try?
5.
That's a lot of points.
Why? And do you get 5 gold medals?
No. You only get the medal if you win the tournament. So even if you win a game, you don't necessarily get a medal. You have to win all of the games. Or a lot of them. After both the Winter and the Summer Olympics, all of Team USA is invited to the White House. It depends on who the president is, but normally the president invites the whole team. And we get to go into the White House. We walk around. We do the tour. And then I don't remember what room we're in. I probably should, but it was an important room. The president came out and he basically talked to us, thanked us, which was wild. And then we all stood in line. And there's probably like 300 of us that showed up. So we all stood in line, wrapping around the White House. And one by one, shook the Vice President, President, First Lady's hand. And then walked out. Got a picture. There were photographers there.
Can I look at the picture?
We were trying to find a video of you playing rugby, and I couldn't find one. Like, I looked on the...
That looks like I'm flying.
Whoa, it does look like she's flying. She's also a superwoman.
How do you know that?
Because look at that. That was superwoman flying through there.
Superwoman?
Like, helping out a teammate.
Is that Ryan?
That is Ryan.
Yeah.
Running.
Whoa, she's like, Ryan got moved from the picture.
Whoa!
That was cool.
That's a cool one.
Oh, whoa.
I'm jumping out of a tackle. So she tried to tackle me, but I ran away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
So I could score.
Whoa.
This is me yelling, let's go.
That's really cool.
Look at my focus face.
Oh, yeah, let's see. That would be great.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Nice.
What's the face you make when you're trying to intimidate someone?
What does intimidate mean?
Intimidate.
What does that mean?
That's right.
What does intimidate mean?
Like, let someone know that you're going to win.
Oh. This is my face.
Let's see it.
That's my intimidate face.
That works. That's a good one.
That's right. See her face.
What is your face?
Oh, that's a good one.
Look, I can do this. Look at mine again.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah. Well, don't look scared. You don't want to look scared. You want to look like you're ready to go.
No, I wasn't scared. I was surprised that I was win. Is that in the Olympics?
That's at the Olympics.
What? Why are you playing a sport at the Olympics?
That's what you do at the Olympics.
Whoa. Is that you?
That's me. In the red, white, and blue.
Wow. Do you remember which teams you played against in your matches?
I remember losing to France.
that makes sense.
I vividly remember that.
Sure.
Did you lose from France?
I did. I lost to France. But we beat Colombia.
Yeah, go USA. Say go USA.
Go USA.
And we beat Fiji.
What's a Fiji?
It's a country.
What?
It's a little island country.
Fiji, it sounds like a name of a dog.
You can name your dog Fiji.
That'd be a cool name for a dog.
Australia won the gold medal, and New Zealand won the silver, and Canada won the bronze.
That's cool.
Canada actually Did bronze the third one? Bronze?
Yeah, bronze is the third one.
Oh, so Canada did.
They did really well.
I don't want Canada. I want USA to win.
Yeah, I want USA to win also. Yeah, and so did Ryan. Ryan wanted USA to win too.
We won USA fifth win. Place.
What?
They got fifth place. That's really good.
I see fire badge. I see you are wearing a badge.
Don't press on that though.
Yeah. I am.
Two badge.
Two?
One on you. Well, yeah, that one too.
That's a patch.
Yeah.
How That's a badge. And then another patch.
You want to ask her about it?
How did you get the one that had the orange pumpkins?
This one?
Yeah.
So those are oranges, and that's from Orange County because that's where I work.
Do your station have a fire pole?
Mine doesn't, but I work at a couple that do. I prefer to take the stairs.
Why? But these fire poles are quicker.
Yeah, but it hurts my hands.
How?
Because it slides. You have to slide down the metal pole, and it like burns my hands. And when you have to do it in the middle of the night, I'm all sleepy, and then I get scared. So I just go down the stairs.
But you could fall down the stairs.
That's true. I hold on to the railing.
Oh, but what if you close your eyes and hold in the railing? You could let go by accident and go boop on the floor.
Well, at least I'm only falling down a couple of stairs and not down the whole fire pole.
That's true. But I guess if you had to fall down a fire pole or downstairs at a fire station where there's EMTs, would probably be a pretty good place to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
I would pick fire pole.
You would pick fire pole?
Yeah.
More than stairs.
How come?
Because I do fire poles. At parks, I slide down the fire poles. At parks, there's a little green, like, big, long stick. And
yeah.
I slide down them. They don't hurt my hands.
Yeah, you're better at it than me, then.
No, I don't want to ask me.
No, this isn't interviewing. It's not Ryan interviewing Mr. Aiden. This is Aiden interviewing Ryan.
No, I would want to ask me a question.
Oh, really?
Okay. I'll ask a question. When you went to the fire station, what did you learn?
I learned to do CPR.
What?
I learned.
How do you do that?
Push down on someone's tummy.
On their tummy?
A little higher.
What?
Maybe she could tell you.
You want to push down on their heart?
Yeah.
Yeah. But there is sometimes you push on their tummy if they're choking.
Oh, that type of, I know that type of CPR.
What's that called?
I don't know.
I think you could do it. Can you remember it?
What?
Heimlich
maneuver.
Yes. Good job.
Good job, buddy.
That's when you push on their belly. That usually means they're choking on something and you want to force it up and back out. But if you're doing CPR, that means their heart stopped beating. So you want to beat for them. So you're basically pushing on the heart to make it beat.
How?
By pushing on it. So the heart's full of blood. And every time it contracts, blood spurts out to the rest of the body, which is a good thing. That's what we want.
How brave are you?
I would like to say it doesn't matter how brave I am. What allows me to go in to do my job is my trust in my training and my team. So I'm not scared.
She didn't answer the question.
She's answering.
I feel like I'm brave, but I'm only brave because of my training and my team. So I'm not scared to go in a flaming building because I know how to do my job and I know my partner knows how to do his job.
Are you scared of a building that has 18 fires? 18 fires?
A building with 18 fires? That sounds pretty scary, but I would know how to put it out, so I'm pretty good. I feel good about it.
Whoa.
So that's a car fire. And that's me with my hose bundle getting ready to put it out.
Can you see that? Dang, that's so a that's big... A,
this
that's
one's
a
real
Ryan,
fire.
Ryan.
This one they called 911.
Ryan?
Yeah.
I fight out three fires.
You put out three fires?
For training.
Whoa.
At the fire station.
Did you use a hose or a fire extinguisher?
Fire extinguisher.
Did water come out of it or did foam come out of it?
Water.
Cool. We call that the PW.
And those like a hot grill.
It was.
Yeah.
It was a grill train and fire.
Ask Ryan about pool.
What do you pull?
Yeah. Pull, aim. Tell me the other one in my.
What's this one?
Squeeze and sweep.
Yeah. So you pull the pin, aim it, squeeze the handle, and then sweep back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job.
And then that will fight out the fire.
Yeah, and you aim it at the base of the fire. You aim it at the bottom of it, right? Because heat rises.
But if it was really tall, if it was really tall, we could do it at the top.
I think if it was really tall, you would definitely...
We still want to go to the bottom. That's why it's really important to get there fast and to put the fire out before something else explodes.
Oh, you could... Call a fire helicopter.
Yeah, we have those.
Helicopters are faster than people.
They are faster than people.
Yeah. We have fire helicopters that fly over wildland fires and dump water. So they have a big straw attached to the helicopter and it goes over a lake and sucks up water and then drops it on the fire.
What straw? No, I only know about buckets that hold the water. Like, what if it was hot water?
Hot water?
Uh-huh.
Well, we're usually getting it from a lake, so it's cold water.
But what if it was hot?
It would still work because the water could cut off the oxygen. And it's probably not as hot as the fire. So it's still colder than the fire.
What if it was boiling water?
It would still work because we're cutting off the oxygen.
What if it was fire boiling water?
If the water is on fire?
Uh-huh.
I don't think we would pick it up. We would leave it there. Uh-huh. We would put foam on it.
They would use the foam.
Yeah, and then my mom and dad was on a helicopter.
Wow.
We were, but you're asking Ryan, right?
Uh-huh, but I wanted to tell Ryan that my mom and dad went on a helicopter.
Got it.
And have you?
No. Oh, yes, I did. But when I was a baby in mom's tummy.
Oh.
So I didn't get...
You didn't get to see anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, your view was not so good. But you were on a helicopter in a cool place in Hawaii.
I was on a helicopter, go boo, 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 boo.
How about you, Ryan? Where were you on a helicopter?
My dad is a pilot, so I was on his helicopter.
Whoa!
My dad came to visit me. That's me and my dad.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I bet your dad is very proud of you to be an Olympian and to be a firefighter. I can't even imagine how proud
my parents are.
Yeah.
And this is a picture of me when I was probably your age.
When?
Just as a firefighter.
How old are you?
Probably 4.
I was older than you. If
you're trying to get
if we had the same birthday, I would be a little older than you.
Oh, really? You know what?
It's,
all right, Ryan. It really has been a pleasure to get to talk to you.
It was a treat to get to talk to you.
It was a treat to get to talk to you. It really was.
A treat to talk to you.
Wow.
It when he gets to have conversations like this and we get to talk to amazing people, it's really cool and impressive to hear the things that people have done. And I can't imagine when you were little and four that you thought that you would become an Olympian and a firefighter and be in the White House and do all of the things that you accomplished. So it is, I just feel so lucky as a dad to get to expose Aiden to people like you. So thank you so much for playing on behalf of our country and for making it all the way to the Olympics. It's so cool, so amazing. And then to go on and to continue to serve as a firefighter is just, it's like, it's the thing that I want to show him that people can do all of this stuff. All of those things are so impressive to hear. And it's really, really cool to show that to Aiden and get to expose him to that. And for people who are listening, you can follow along on Ryan's journey. You can follow her Instagram page. It is Rye Carr, and it's RYY_CAR. I'll say it one more time. RYY_Carr. And you can see all of her weightlifting journey there, some pictures from her rugby experience and all the stuff she did in the Olympics. So, Ryan, again, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for being here. I really, truly appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
It was a treat to be on you being on the interview.
It was a treat to be interviewed by you, Aiden.
Okay, say goodbye to Ryan.
Goodbye, Ryan.
Bye.
Look, my head is orange and a little bluey and
yellow.
My leg is.
Yeah, and yellow.
My heart is not beating, but it's fine.
Your heart is beating. I promise your heart is beating. If your heart wasn't beating, we wouldn't be able to have this conversation right now.
Right.
You want me to feel it?
You can feel it.
Yeah, look, you can feel it. You probably can feel it here.
No, I can't.
Thanks for listening, and remember, let's inspire our children each and every day. To help spread the word, please subscribe, review, and share this podcast with other parents.
And other kids.
Very good.